welcome to the Destiny Addicts podcast. If you want to find a group of committed guardians in your local time zone, build fire teams, meet face to face, and contribute to others outside the world of Destiny, this is the podcast for you. In this week's podcast, Canadian fire hoses and butt-chugging handstands.
Welcome everyone to episode 29 of the Destiny Addicts podcast. This is not an episode for hippies, because we are bush-free. Bushman could not make it on tonight.
Fuck's sake. Though, can I just say that the spirit of Bushman is with us, because the second word on our structure doc is spelt wrong. I'm looking at it right now. Bushman couldn't be here. He couldn't be with us today. But his spelling did get... I can see someone changing it live on the dock right now. Stop doing that like it's all okay. I can see you doing it. It's you, Sync, isn't it? It's you, Sync, isn't it? I think...
The power of Bush compels you.
Yeah, I think...
The power of Bush compels you.
Missing Bushman is like... You know when you're a teenager and your parents were like, right, we're going out this evening. You're just going to have a quiet night in and then get yourself to bed. You've got school tomorrow. And you're like, yeah, mum, off you go. And then like within 30 minutes, you've got five mates around. You're raiding your dad's drinks cabinet and you're spooning vomit out of the kitchen sink. That's how I think this is going to go. Vomiting in the kitchen sink equivalent of podcasting.
Just a heads up, listeners, this is what you're in for.
It's actually going to be me vomiting live on the podcast and then just you guys listening to me spoon it into a plastic bag with my hands.
Alright, so this week we have Sin, Jules, and Gibbo. Bushman couldn't make it, as you've probably picked up. How is everyone?
I'm good, bro.
I'm feeling pretty darn good right about now.
You absolute fucking liar. I think this is the podcast. This episode is the one where we're just all in varying states of disaster right now, aren't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm feeling just like absolute shit today, and whatever poor bastard is going to have to edit my sound file is going to hate me, honestly, because I'm going to be sniffing and sneezing throughout the whole damn thing. Sin, do you want to regale us with your efforts? You had like one shandy.
It's not as good as Bushman's Bacardi Breezer moment from last week, but the bottles of wine that I went through last night with November, that's a different story. I feel pretty good still. And I fell asleep about 5 hours ago and woke up for this.
Nice. Couple of glasses of Ribena and you're on your hands and knees in the middle of some nightclub somewhere. Is that what it was?
I know. For the comfort of my own home.
Fair enough.
Oh, this is going to be fun today.
How about you, Genius? Are you firing on all cylinders? Have you got anything wrong with you today? Come on, join the old man's club and tell us your ails.
Well, my only ail would be depending on how my wife wakes up. If she wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, she might be a little sour this morning because I got up and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Because you shat in it.
No. Oh, okay. So I know November has probably heard this saying before. Have you, Kendall, ever heard of dropping the kids off at the pool?
Yeah, of course I have. I did it twice this morning.
Okay, so Sync didn't know what it was. He's like, isn't it a little early for dropping the kids off at the pool?
Yeah. who goes swimming at 7 o'clock in the morning?
It was like 4 a.m. or something.
Fuck you, hell.
So good. So how's everybody's week been on Destiny?
I don't.
Well, you know, let's start with Gibble. Gibble, have you had any time to play since like work's been overloading you, dude?
So yeah, work has been overloading me. So my Destiny time was at an absolute premium this week. So to make sure that I got the absolute best and most out of it, I spent an hour grinding that Lost Sector glitch for faction tokens.
Is it still a thing?
Well,
I think
it
you
was.
Were trying to explain that to me one time.
It was on Friday night at 1 a.m. when I got home, absolutely fucking trousered, and thought, right, I'm angry. I haven't played Destiny this week. I'm going to play it. What can I do? Right, my beloved war they need to get some love. Let's do this. And so I just grinded it. I grinded the drunkest set of Lost Sectors you've ever seen in your life. Because I was properly fucking blazing when I got home and started that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, an hour of drunk grinding is the most I could do. Which kind of sounds like most of my sex life as well.
Oh man, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, actually, I haven't been able to grind for an hour since my late teens, if I'm honest. I'd love to say that I'm that kind of sexual colossus, but it's going to be an absolute fucking lie.
Just get a few drinks first, get a little...
Yeah, get a couple of Bacardi breezes in me and I can go for it.
Yeah, you'll be good for a few hours then.
Yeah, a few hours of kind of figuring out that some bloke called Dave doesn't like all the attention that I've been giving him.
Well, if you are struggling in that department, you can always hit up Dad Towers podcast and get some Panera. I'm sure JC can hook you up.
Yeah. Give me something to sustain my destiny erection for as long as possible.
At least it comes with 69% off.
Sweet. Where do I sign up? How about you, Sink? How has your week with Destiny been?
Yeah, pretty good. I've been, basically trying to level up my characters. RNG's been a bit shit, but apart from that...
Talking of shit RNG,
Devil's got everything to say, baby.
Mate, the only other thing that I did on Destiny was I finally completed the campaign on my Titan. So now I've got a Titan and a Warlock that I can use. Not that it no fucking hunter. Matters. Oh, fuck you, hunters. Get that shit away from me. Absolutely no way on the hunter. But I got... So at the end of the campaign, you get your free exotic engram from old Blue Balls, don't you? And okay. I took it over to Rahul. And you know back in the day when all those Destiny 1 year 1 players would talk to someone like me and they're like, you don't know the pain that we had to go through with engram decryption in year 1. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you guys, I just play this game, whatever, it's fine. Take your high and mighty year 1 and, you know, talk to someone who gives a shit. I feel that pain now. I am that year 1 guardian who takes their exotic engram to Rahul and gets the third fucking Merciless that they've had in the past 2 weeks. Fuck RNG. Like, Jesus Christ. Right, Deej, I know that you still listen to us, and I know that you love the fact that I'm a Warlock player. So listen to me now. Listen to me. Sort your damn loot system out, because it's not smart loot, it's fucking dumb loot, and it doesn't work. And it keeps on giving me the same shit that I've always got. I don't want another Merciless. I bought one from Xur, for fuck's sake. Why do I want something that I've already... I paid for it. It's not even like I earned it.
It's got to be better than the third Fighting Lion or something.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, though? You know what? I actually have had 3 Fighting Lions as well. Like it's getting to the point
you
where
see what you started sin.
Yeah, see,
the RNGesus is with you.
The Holy Spirit of Zavala, Rahul, and RNGesus. Fuck those guys.
Words out of my mouth, sin. I was thinking that as well. I'm like, you could have got like 6 Fighting Lions or something.
6 Fighting Lions? Can you imagine that? I would only be happy with 6 Fighting Lions if I could use them all at the same time. Because then you might actually run the risk of killing something with it.
Nope, that makes sense. I hear you.
It's, guys, balls. Balls. Balls, Deej. Do you hear me? Balls. I'm
balls
not happy.
Deep?
But yeah, balls deep. Balls deep indeed.
I'm pretty sure I heard balls deep too.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I thought I heard that myself.
It sounds like you got blue balls from the RNG.
Yeah, I got Zavala's balls gently knocking against my butt crack after that one. It was fantastic.
Although, to answer your question, I have had a good overall a good run at Destiny this week.
I'm glad one of us has.
My trials popped. Big shout out to Infergalicious, who was that, Vegas and Smig. Those guys managed to get me through to get my first actual trials win. We actually managed to get up to about four. So it's the Dirt guys. So massive thanks to those guys.
Nice.
Was that good fun?
And who was all in there, though?
What was that?
Who's running with you?
What do you mean? I just said he was running with me.
Oh.
It was...
Oh, I'm so tired.
You can excuse Genius. He had apparently half the wine that I drank last night.
So hang on, you drank some wine and then Genius drank it. Were you like...
No, I drank it and Genius got drunk.
You were spitting it into his mouth or something.
The power of spam happened.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, buddy. Come on, Genius, don't act like you've never done that.
No, hell no.
Really?
Dude, I've maybe... Okay, I've never had wine. I've had sips of wine when the wife's like, come on, you gotta try it. You gotta try it. Come on, just try it once.
But she's never backwashed it into your mouth after she's swooshed it around a few times.
That's so nasty.
Are you trying to coin a word like Canadian steamer, like backwash wine, and then at that deal?
What could we call that? Like the Canadian fire hose?
Just give it a little swish and go for it.
Yeah, getting your wife to spit half a mouthful of Pinot Grigio into your face.
That's nasty.
Sweet. Just me then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be. I don't know. It sounds like you've done it though.
Yes, I have. No, I have. I have done it. It's how old was I? I think I was 19. And my girlfriend at the time was 36 years old, so she was a full 17 years older. And let's just say that, you know, a woman in her mid-30s who knows exactly what she's doing, and a randy 19-year-old who just wants to get it on as quick as possible is a good combination for said 19-year-old to learn a few things in that night, including having mouthfuls of wine spat into your face, which was fun.
It sounds like an adventure.
Yeah. It was, an education sink, I like to think.
That one, not necessarily education, that's a Kendall Gibble educational
experience
right there.
It is.
Because it's not your normal, you know, you learn something. It's learning something. Like,
yeah, I learned.
Get Bush to Google this because I learned this.
Yeah, I learned. Kind of a deal. I learned that a mouthful of wine that comes from somebody else's mouth doesn't taste as it doesn't taste as good as it probably would do from the bottle the first time.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, dude.
It's all good. Yeah, wine's wine when you've had enough of it, so, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
I guess.
Especially at that age as well. You kind of like, alcohol, yes.
Yes. Oh, you want to spit it straight into my mouth? Well, let's cut out the middleman. Okay, great. Let's go.
Well, it could have been spit out from somewhere else, but, you know.
I think I've seen a video of wine being drunk from a butt crack, but I've never done it myself.
Oh, what? Well, has anyone ever heard that, like, if you actually take alcohol straight to the poop chute, that you it actually, no, you get drunk faster. They actually did, I think it was something on Spike where they actually tested it out. Or they had a story about someone that actually got killed because they got so drunk, they overdosed. Like, not, like, basically...
Hang on. I just want to confirm what you're saying, that there's a person out there who died...
Put a bottle in their butt.
Who died through overdosing.
Basically.
Overdosing on booze through the ass.
Yes.
I would say I don't believe you, but it sounds like the kind of ridiculous thing that could be true. All right, here we go.
Is it something
let's
that Google you should
it.
Google?
I am gonna Google it.
Oh, we got Kendall to Google something.
Someone die... From
well, Gibbo's Googling.
Booze in the ass? Question mark. Alcohol enema, colloquially known as butt chugging. That's good. A dangerous practice known as butt chugging. Oh, it wasn't any old enema either. It was. It was a sherry enema.
Oh, God. Damn. That's some hard stuff right there. Jeez.
You might as well just put treacle in your ass. Like, that's horrible. Sherry.
I bet no one's tapping that keg.
Yeah. Oh,
Well, think about it, though, right? Like, supposedly it's absorbed right into the bloodstream, and that's the reason why that is that way.
I guess so. Yeah, well, again, butt chugging is not something that I think I'm ever going to find myself doing. So I'll have to take your word on that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe an impetuous, curious 19-year-old me might have agreed to it.
Put a ball in your butt and like did a handstand? Jeez.
But not... well, you know, like if an attractive lady comes
next
to you...
Next week on Destiny Addicts Podcast, Kendo Gibbo tries an alcohol enema.
I'm like next week, I'm like, lads, I've got to do the whole podcast standing up because I tried the wine bottle thing and I fell over while I was doing it.
So it got stuck.
Yeah, I had a trip to an emergency room. Now try explaining that in Japanese when you...
Well, I was on this podcast and these guys just said...
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't do this. Yeah. Do a handstand with a wine... with a fucking wine bottle sticking out of your jacksie. I'll pass. I'll pass if it's all the same.
Let's see.
Are you sure?
What else have we got?
I think that's it.
Some Destiny stuff. All right. We've had some debates in the past where the tip doesn't count.
The tip?
Well, the tip does count. We have said, like, I know Bushman's brought it up before. However, I feel...
Hang on. Can we have some context to this? Because you said...
The tip.
Yeah, you said...
Well, he started off by saying, I have something for Destiny. The tip doesn't count.
Yeah.
The tip...
Like, that does not go hand in hand.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's like, okay, guys, serious Destiny time. Only the helmet, it doesn't count. I was like, hang on, what are we talking about?
Alright, we only just touched on the DLC a little bit last week.
Oh, is that... Oh, is it, that's such a tenuous reference.
Osiris or Fart of the Warm Eye?
A bit of both. Osiris is Fart of the Warm Eye. I think we just briefly mentioned it, but we didn't really talk about it.
Okay, well, to be honest, there wasn't much to talk about at the time, and there probably still isn't that much to talk about, is there? Has there been anything new? I think there are live streams happening this week, right? On Thursday, if I remember right. Yeah, that's when all the good shit's going to come out. That's when we maybe find out what a raid-like activity is going to be.
Now, they did mention in This Week of Bungie that High Fidelity is coming. So both PlayStation Pro and Xbox One X are going to get HDR.
Mm. That's true.
So that is something that's pretty positive for people who are looking for that.
It's pretty positive for rich people who've got massive TVs that can support that shit already. I'm still running on a bog standard 1080p telly. I've yet to spoon the money out onto a 4K. I don't think I can justify it to the wife. Hey, Mrs. You know. I play a video game. I'm very serious about it. I want to spend $2,000 on a massive 4K TV.
Give her the tip and tell her it'll be okay.
Yeah. And then and then when she starts getting angry, I'm like, it's just the tip. It doesn't count.
Maybe it does count.
I didn't put it in. Yeah. It was only the helmet.
Yeah, and she's getting
angry. Don't worry.
She's getting angry she's getting angry because we're doing it in the electronics store in front of the TV that I'm talking about buying.
In 4K.
This is the one I want, honey. This is the HDR 4K one. it's going to be good for my porn.
Yeah, and then out comes my policeman again, and we, and I start trying to force it on.
Just remember, it's just the tip. Yeah,
and that makes it okay. I don't care if our children are crying and the shop staff have called the police. It's just the tip.
Yeah, see, it's the pitch. You can go, honey, you can watch all your soap operas in 4K.
Oh, soap operas in 4K. Nice.
Then I can play my games in 4K.
Yeah, not going to work. I don't have a PS4 Pro either, so it'd be like polishing a turd, basically.
You mean like dropping off the kids at the pool?
Well, that's if you want to take it back to that discussion, yeah.
What? You polish yours off before you drop them in the pool?
Where is this gone? After.
Some community stuff. I actually wanted to say the clan's grown quite a bit. I just want to give a bit of a clan shout out to some people who actually joined.
How many people have you got in the clan now?
18, but there's more a couple of doubles. Six.
Fucking hell, really? We've sternly got four in that one that I'm refusing to get rid of.
That's stern.
So, okay, last time we spoke, though, you had six. Whatever happened to the other two guys?
They don't play anymore.
Oh my goodness. Kendall, I'm telling you, dude, just jump over, man.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to consider accepting the invitation that Drafty sent me for the Dad Tales podcast.
Just a spite with
Bush
me.
Yeah, exactly. Just a spite.
getting so back funny. To the community stuff, if I can. Just want to give a big shout out to all the guys who have joined and girls. Abu, One Gun Army, Re Unicorn, Invis Cobra, Aline, Rampage, Storm Shadow, US Aussie Girl, also Ozbear, Trail, Laser, Benoit, Hip Hop Kedong.
You didn't say that last one, right? You said Benoli, and it actually looks to me like Ben O'Neill. So, Benoli, thanks for joining the crew.
If you want to pronounce it better, then you know, go right ahead.
Okay, Ben O'Neill. There we go.
It was the next one that got me. It was Hip Hop Kedong. It was like, hang on.
Kadadong.
Kadadong. Kadodong.
Kadodong. Edgeo Crusader, Auckland, and Swinglord.
And soon to be Kendall Gibble.
No, I'm going to join the Dad Tales one. Fuck you guys.
Fork you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm taking a ball with me.
It's most of the Destiny stuff. I know I've been.
He knows he's part of this podcast, but Dad Tales Indiana bullwhipped him so much, he's got to go there.
I mean,
he knows where he belongs. He knows his place.
I've never actually done any poo play, but like, if the woman's going to be persuasive enough, then I'll give it a go. I'll get slapped in the face with a Richard if that's what it comes to.
I was going to say, you're going to go for a bullwhip or a hot pocket?
Definitely not. I think I have a line to be drawn, and that line is drawn. Yeah,
Cleveland steamers only.
Yeah, the line is drawn well before the fucking Alabama hot pocket. Thank you very much.
What's a four? Okay, what? I have never heard of the Alabama hot pocket. What the hell is that?
I think it's time for you to open an incognito tab on your browser.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So what he's saying is, he didn't even review last week's episode.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I
didn't.
And he didn't even listen to it live.
You haven't listened to it, have you?
I'm so behind. I haven't. I'm like, I think I'm on week 24, maybe. So I got episodes to catch up on, dude.
So
I record them. I don't listen to them.
Yeah, we did.
That's what you're saying.
We did discuss the Alabama Hot Pocket in quite a lot of detail last week. Genius.
Okay.
Yes, I'm like, I'm getting some shit because I got it mixed up with that pizza hot pocket, which is not a good mistake.
Well, I think in time-honored Destiny Addicts fashion, genius, if you want to know about it, you're going to have to Google it.
Forkin' it, here we go.
Oh, yes, I would agree.
His silence. He's weighing up whether or not he can get away with it before the missus finds out what he's looking at.
Okay, what is it called? Alabama hot pocket?
Are you image searching, or...
I'm not image searching.
I think the image search didn't work out too well last time.
Yeah, I image searched it and I regretted it immediately.
I just thought you found the teller though. It wasn't that good.
What the fork?
This is where we not. We need some like theme music or something.
The art of separating the vagina lips and taking the sh.
It's an art. I love the way that it's described as an art. It's like the last. Maybe it's like a.
Ooh.
Did you see a picture?
Good. No, I did not see a picture, but I read the description under the Urban Dictionary. Wow.
It's the sexual.
Who comes up with these things, man? That's the question.
The sexual equivalent of a Jackson Pollock.
Oh my goodness.
The people that come up with them are the same fuckers that we are that just came up with some Canadian shit for you.
The Canadian fire hose.
Canadian fire hose. Spit that wine back in your mouth.
You take it.
They're just as fucked up as we are.
Yeah, except they take it a step further and
sounds so wrong, dude.
Document it on the internet for us to find.
Like, who the does that? Who's going to just literally have a chick, like, lay on her back, okay? Open herself up, let you poop in her, and then let you slide. What? No.
Well,
no.
I think...
I
think it takes... Ugh. I think it's one of those things where it certainly takes two to tango.
Yeah, you think? You kind of need the second person to be willing to, like, let you do that.
Well, both of them have got to be like, oh, I love... You know what I really want? Poo.
Right.
Like, that's it. That's what it's got to be.
The fork, man.
I must say, though, that reaction from Genius is way better than what we've got from Bushman.
Yeah, Bushman would just get an old deer, whereas Genius sounds like he's having a full-on nervous breakdown.
Fork, buddy. Yeah, no, man, I can't think straight right now.
Like, make sure you clear your browser history.
No. Incognito.
Yeah. Accidentally save it as the home page on his desktop.
Buddy, like, forking, eh, man?
Yeah, man.
There are some sick forkers out there, dude.
It's not good, is it? It's not good.
No, that's not healthy.
It's not.
That is a very unhealthy relationship with anyone.
With poop.
At that point. Yes, that too. Oh,
so,
my stomach is turning, man.
Do we actually...
Jeez, did I have some wine and hungover?
Do we have any actual Destiny stuff to talk about at all today?
We spoke about some Destiny stuff.
Like, apart from that, like, are we seriously going to be 25 minutes and done this week?
Yeah, possibly.
See what happens when Bushman's not here. I think... See, for all the fucking blame that I get... for derailing everything and taking us on massive tangents and talking shit, the one fucking week that Bushman doesn't turn up and we're done in 30 minutes, and including talking about shit as well.
Literally.
Literally talking about shit. So Bushman, you daft Australian twat.
We'll blame you.
It's you.
For everything.
Right, we finally figured out it's you, you bastard. I'm not taking any more of the fucking blame for this.
I think probably the only other thing for me is been listening to some other podcasts, and there is still some salt out there in the community, and quite frankly, if you don't like the game, fucking stop whinging. And
I disagree with you there. I think it's okay to say if something about the game sucks. What I don't necessarily agree with, though I'm pretty sure I'm as guilty of it as anybody else, is prefacing this part of the game sucks with, fuck you, Bungie, you don't know how to make a fucking video game. And then, you know, various insults about Deej's mother, which is probably not nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I would agree with. Like, it's just making it.
Why you gotta hate on your warlock bro like that, man?
No. I was using my warlock bro as an example.
It's a lovely relationship there, see? He loves to hate him.
I don't know where this comes from. I don't hate Deej, you know. He's, first of all, he is a warlock bro. Second, he's got a magnificent beard. Like, and he's usually the purveyor of good news from Bungie's side of things. So I don't know where this idea that I hate Deej comes from. I mean, I do call him a wanker from time to time, but I think I'm justified in my criticism. No, not really.
No.
Deej, yeah, baby.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah, Yeah, Deej. Deej, I've said it before. You know, I don't think you're a wanker, really. And your beard is beautiful. Sorry, was there some interference there?
Some static.
Yeah, there was some static.
Who said that?
Yeah.
So is anybody going to mention the time change for reset that is now 1700 UTC?
Ooh, good call.
So what time does that make it for us out here, Sync?
It's 4 a.m. for us in Australia, so it'll probably be 3 a.m., I think, for you.
So does that mean it's gone back or gone forwards?
Gone forwards, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so like,
it'll be noon for me and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
So it's not deep in the morning for us then, huh?
They changed it.
And it also used to be, 6 p.m. for me, which meant that I'd have to rush to get all that shit done. Like today, I totally missed Xur this weekend because I was the only time that I could get on. I was fucking...
Xur's still there, dude.
I was shit-faced. I mean, is he still there? I thought he disappeared on Sundays.
No, he's there till Tuesday.
They changed that.
Oh, fucking hell. See? I haven't played this fucking game enough recently to even know when Xur takes his tits out of my face. Fuck's sake.
Xur has
titty
tits,
ticklers are still there, bro. You're still good to go.
Xur's titties. I mean, do you think it'd be funny if Xur actually was like a tranny or something? He had a dong, but he also had a set of tits hidden underneath there. The tits of the nine.
Makes
that
you
would actually
what,
be pretty funny.
I think that could work.
Makes you wonder what that worm face could do.
Sit on my worm face, baby. Something like that.
Let me tickle you. That's some anime stuff.
Yeah. Some Xur porn. I wonder if there's anything out there. Hang on. Let's look through this. Yeah. Okay.
Get your Google search out, Gibble.
Let's go. Destiny Xur. Hang on. Okay, first thing that comes up is the Cryptarch making tentacle porn with Xur? Let's have a look.
This is where we need to set the music.
Yeah. No, there's actually nothing. That's odd. There's a picture of Eris Morn astride Cade.
What?
It looks like she's getting a piece of Cade's action.
I thought you were going to say Eris Morn doing a moon or something.
But that's
okay,
it.
Okay, what you going to do about it, dude? He's picking up on your chick, bro.
Who, what?
He's picking up on your chick. You going to let him do that? And he's a hunter. How you like that?
I'm not happy about that.
We don't need no Starfire protocol.
But she's not even in this fucking game anymore, so it doesn't matter anyway these days, does it?
Not yet.
It's like my ex, like watching Cade cracking on my slightly fucked up ex. I'm like, yeah, I would probably be annoyed by that, but she's a bit fucking crazy and he's going to find out all about that as well. So I'm just going to sit back and watch the destruction as it happens.
That's funny. Just let it happen. Let it.
Yeah, let it happen. Let it, you know, let it become something natural and Cade to really, really regret that, you know, drunkenly hitting that ass one evening. Are we done? I don't think we've got anything constructive to say anymore, have we? Not that we had much constructive to say today, anyway.
I pretty well think that's it. There wasn't much to talk about.
No.
Yeah, I think we're just all waiting for the DLC to come out. And...
It's funny that we're right in the middle of a faction rally, and basically because every bastard and his dog, instead of playing the game, has just gone and glitched that lost sector. There's actually chuff all to talk about the faction rally as well.
Yeah, well, that was the only other thing I have actually heard around some other podcasts in terms of the faction rally isn't really that inspiring in terms of loyalty. Everyone kind of looks at what guns you have and go, you know, which actual gun do I want versus I want to run with these guys.
Well, is that a bad thing in some way? It sounds pretty reasonable to me, to be honest. Are you actually suggesting that people who like black and white shaders should also like to have shitty grenade launchers and therefore should stay with Dead Orbit?
No, I'm saying that that's a factor, though.
I think that's fine, to be honest, because if if at the end of this faction rally I end up with the choice of not spending 50,000 glimmer on a shit grenade launcher or spending 50,000 glimmer on a shit grenade launcher, I'm going to be quite upset because that grenade launcher stinks.
Yeah,
like that happens.
I don't know. I think New Monarchy is going to get it this time around.
It seems like that's the way. Future Walk Art's pretty close as well.
That sword looks fucking badass, and once we're done here, I'm going to go and grind that Lost Sector for a full set of New Monarchy armor for my Titan as well. So, fingers crossed, it'll be worth it.
We don't want to keep you from grinding. So, where do you find me?
Where do you find me? Well, if you're not going to keep me from grinding, you'll find me on Pornhub in about 30 seconds from now. Kendo Gibbo 1980 on PSN and Kendo Gibbo just straight on Lit Twitter.
Genius.
You can find me on Twitter at TheGenius93. That's JEANIUS. Or you can find me on Twitch at Genius93.
And Sin?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia and Twitter at Sin_Media.
You can find Synchro at Synchromeshi on PS4, Xbox, and Discord. And you can find us at DestinyAddicts@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. And I have no idea what the fucking hell this link is. Bushman does it all the time.
UMD85.
Fuck your mother.
Yeah. FD.
Isn't that it? That.
So professional. We are so professional.
That's what we do.
Find us on Twitter, then we'll give you the Discord.
Yes.
It's actually on our Twitter. It's on our actual profile page, so you don't have to actually ask us about it. We will just let you read it.
DestinyAddicts 1. Also, Genius is doing a stream every weekend for the...
Every Saturday. Yep.
You want to carry that out? Because you know the details better than me.
So, every Saturday I'm going to be streaming for Extra Life to help raise money for the kids. It goes to the Children's Miracle Network and working with Extra Life. So, anything donated goes straight to the hospital back home. Is the hospital that I chose, so...
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and we shall catch you next one.
All right, have a good one.
I'm just going to say here because I don't think it was said enough in the podcast this week. Nah, you can't have enough unless it's got poop in it, right, Genius?